It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll set aside the dinosaur glory hounds for a minute. That means you, T-Rex, and spend some time with the unsung heroes of the dinosaur world.
But first, a proposal to change state employee health benefits could be gaining momentum in the state.
According to the Wisconsin State Journal, Governor Walker is meeting with health plan executives today about the possibility of moving from a competitive HMO model to a self-insured program.
Joining us now to explain is one of the authors of that story, David Wahlberg. He's the health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, good to be here.
So did you see this story coming? Was it a surprise for you?
Well, actually, this proposal to switch from the competitive managed care model that the state has used for several years to the self-insured model has been out there for about a year, but it hasn't gotten much attention until recently. And then the fact that the governor met today with some of the heads of the health plans seemed to indicate that it was certainly being taken seriously.
So the governor met today with some of the heads of these health plans. Do you know what happened at that meeting?
I don't. I haven't heard much about what the result of that meeting was.
So in general, how does the HMO model in Wisconsin currently work for state employees?
Right. So there are about 18 HMOs that are available at different parts of the state. So not all of them are available everywhere. But employees in different locations have choices of a few of those. Basically, they pay part of the premium, and then the state picks up the rest. And the idea is that the competition between the HMOs, for example, there are four HMOs that compete quite a bit in Dane County for that business, drives down the rates and theoretically keeps them low for the state.
And so then how would a self-insurance plan work?
Right. So with self-insurance, the state doesn't contract with insurance companies for insurance. It basically pays the bills itself. And as part of that, the state is basically accepting the risk for any really large claims that might be filed. So in some years, that might be a good thing if your costs are low and people don't have a lot of large claims. Perhaps you can save money. But in those years where people get really sick and require lots of expensive treatment, you might potentially lose money. There is some stopgap insurance that can be bought to sort of buffer that, but that would add to the expense.
Do you know how this would affect, you know, people and their pocketbooks?
That's kind of unclear right now. So there's been a couple studies out by Deloitte, the consulting firm, and the most recent one was in August, and it essentially said that going to self-insurance could save about 4 to 5%, partly by avoiding some of the taxes from the Affordable Care Act, or I should say fees from the Affordable Care Act. But the same report says that the current system saves about 4 to 5%. So, you know, that might suggest it would be sort of a wash for the state and for employees. Basically, the report suggested that the Group Insurance Board, which oversees this program for state employees, should really gather some more data, and it might be possible that this could save money, at least in some regions of the state.
Now, it sounds like there are about 20 other states that already follow this self-insurance plan, and I wonder if you have any idea about how they're faring with it.
I don't. That's something I've been trying to get some time to look at and just haven't really had a chance to. I did find out, for example, that our neighbor to the west, Minnesota, does this, but I don't know much about what the result has been.
So what has been the reaction so far to this?
Well, I don't know. I guess, you know, we've gotten quite a few comments on our story online, for example. But other than that, I don't know much about the reaction. I've been sort of busy with other stories today.
Do you have any idea what people said in those comment sections? Anything worth repeating?
No. No, not that I can think of.
You know, you said this is a story that has been out there for a while. Now, how come it seems like it's really first breaking today if it's been out there?
Right. So the Walker administration has been looking at this idea for well over a year, and the initial report from Deloitte came out in October of 2012, although I don't think people really knew about it until early this year. And then it was this January that essentially a second report was requested to look further at this. And that's when I started hearing about it from some health plans. But it was sort of unclear how serious this proposal was, at least to me, until we heard about the meeting today.
Now, would you say this is a neutral sort of cost-saving venture that Governor Walker is looking into right now? Or is this a way of, you know, maybe a state thumbing its nose at the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, I can't really, you know, it's hard for me to decide about that. Certainly, you know, it was interesting that the meeting happened to happen today on the day that the exchanges are open. But and certainly part of the reason, part of the motivation for doing this, according to these reports, is to avoid that fee from the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, obviously 20 other states have done this, and presumably several of them did this long before the law was passed. So, you know, that's not the only motivation to do it. You can theoretically save some administration costs, too. So, you know, it might be something for states to look at.
David, do you know what the timeline is for this and what we might expect to happen next?
Yeah, so a committee of the Group Insurance Board, which oversees this, is likely going to take up a piece of this October 11th. And the recommendation to them from this consultant is that they request more formal proposals from companies that would help administer this kind of program. And then there would be more sort of hard data to go on to see if indeed this really could save money in certain parts of the state.
All right. Well, so, David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We've been talking to David Wahlberg, the health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal.